Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 through verse 37. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good and the fruit good, and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. Right. O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart, his evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that a man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. In verse 34, I want to draw your attention to this. He said, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. I dealt with the tongue a couple weeks ago, and this is kind of a continual thing on to that. But he said, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. And we know that from your heart comes the things that you say and comes the things that you do. And this is what he said in verse 35. He said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. So we see first off in this verse that a man that speaks good things, it comes from the good treasure of his heart. And then he says, verse 35, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. And a man speaks evil because his heart is evil. And you can see that in society. You can see people that speak good things, people that speak of godly things. A lot of times they're good, godly people. And then you see people that want to talk filthy and corrupt, and they use their tongue to speak blasphemy. They use their tongue to speak of everything that's evil under the sun.
Right.
Why? Because they're evil in their heart.
Yeah.
And verse 34, Jesus asked a question, and he's looking at this, and he's saying, how can you do this? He said, O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? That's what he said. He said, how can you out of your evil hearts speak as if you love God? And this is an attack against the hypocrisy, and the hypocrisy in his day and the hypocrisy in the rest of the day, that there will be people that know how to speak very well, but in their hearts they're as wicked as can be. Jesus makes this thing very clear, and this is what he said in verse 33. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. That's what he said, that a tree is known by his fruit. And I believe that our pastor needs to turn his ringtone off next time. Jacob's calling. It's got to be Jacob. During church, he knows that we're at church, but he calls anyhow. It don't make any sense. Anyways, verse 33, he said, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. And it's not about what you say. It's not about what comes out of your lips, ladies and gentlemen. It's about the fruit that you produce. And a good tree produces good fruit, and an evil tree produces evil fruit. And you can talk as if you love Jesus Christ all you want to, but you can be as wicked as can possibly be in your heart, and your fruit can be as corrupt as it can possibly be. I've met people traveling. I've met people, you know, just because I'm a preacher. And before I tell them a preacher, I'll let them be what they want to be, because I want to find out what they really are, and I won't tell them that I'm a preacher sometimes when I go to meet people. And then they'll start talking to me about these girls that they slept with, and, you know, because I'm a young person, they think that's what interests me. And they'll talk about how they got drunk on Friday night, how they did this, smoked pot and everything else.
And then after about an hour of getting tired of hearing all that mess and hearing all their wickedness and covetousness and their lies and everything else, by the time all that's over with, I'll tell them, yeah, I'm a Baptist preacher. But all of a sudden it all comes out. Oh yeah, I grew up in church all my life. Oh yes, I grew up in a Baptist church. I love Jesus Christ. I love God. I love the Bible. I love good old gospel songs. And, you know, I remember growing up hearing those good gospel hymns, and they can rattle it on down. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is they're wicked and corrupt in their heart. And he said, how can ye being evil speak good things? And that's how it is.
Right.
How can you be evil and speak good things? And people can do that. Why? Because they're hypocrites. And their heart's far from God. Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. That's what it says. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whoso shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well, did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching the doctrine of the commandments of men. That's all that I'm going to read. But Jesus is pointing out these people are running their mouth about Jesus' disciples because it was part of the tradition that when they went in for this feast that they would wash their hands. And after they washed their hands, then they would eat bread. But his disciples came in and they didn't wash their hands and they ate their bread. And then they came to Jesus and said, your disciples, they've came in and they've eaten without washing their hands. And they broke the traditions. And Jesus told them, you've also broke the commandments of God by your traditions. And he said, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. And that's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. People can honor God with their lips, but their heart is far from Him. People know how to speak Christianity because they've been around it all their life. They know how to do it because we're in America. And their heart can be a million miles away from God. I've heard people say, I love God. I just love God. But in their deeds, they don't honor God. In their deeds, they break the commandments of God. In their actions, they despise the commandments of God. And he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And we act like we love him. We know how to say it with our lips. We know how to try to honor him with our lips. We know how to talk with our mouth. But our hearts are a million miles away from God. We know how to sing good gospel hymns. I thought about it the other day. I told Amber, it hit me hard. I was sitting there, I was singing gospel hymns, I was singing a bunch of songs, and it hit me. I said, it's amazing how people can sit around and sing gospel hymns and their heart be a million miles away from God. I've done it, and you've done it. And people can sing gospel hymns, and they can do all this stuff, and they can act spiritual, and they can talk spiritual, and they can quote Bible verses, and they can act spiritual and everything else. But their hearts are a million miles away from Almighty God. And they don't love Jesus Christ. Verse 34, I told you how he said that from the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. And it's amazing that you can use this mouth and you can use your lips to speak good things and godly things, but your heart's corrupt. You're a hypocrite, you're a phony, you're a fake, and you're a liar and you're a deceiver. And he said that they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about they painted it up on the outside. Jesus talked about them being as a sepulcher, that they painted it up on the outside, and they would paint those tombs on the outside with a beautiful white, and they painted it up on the outside, and everybody sees the outside of the tomb and how beautiful it looked. But inside that tomb, it's dark. And inside that tomb, it's a bunch of dead men's bones on the inside. And that's what Jesus Christ said, your heart. You've painted up on the outside. You know how to use your lips. You know how to act in front of everybody. But ladies and gentlemen, your heart is a million miles away from Almighty God. And it's corrupt and it's black and it's filled with dead men's bones. And that's what he's trying to show us. It's not about what you put on, ladies and gentlemen. It's about what's going on the inside. And whenever people think that the only thing is on the inside, that Jesus does something on the inside, but ladies and gentlemen, when he does it on the outside, it manifests on the outside. When he does it on the inside, it manifests on the outside. It'll change the way you act, it'll change the way you dress, it'll change the way you talk, it'll change the way you act, it'll change the way you live, it'll change everything about your life if you really get saved. And let's go to the book of Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. You see, we know how to put on the show with our lips, and we know how to talk, but the real matter, the real issue is, where is your heart with God? Where is your heart with Almighty God? Where is your heart with Jesus Christ? Luke chapter 6, verse 41 through 46. He said, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush do gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like." And I'm going to finish that. But he said, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" That's what he's asking. And first off, he brings out this point, and it's in Matthew chapter 7. He said, "Judge not that you be not judged." And what that's really talking about is here, you have a person that's looking at another person, and he sees that issue that is in their life, and that person wants to go to that person and tell him that you're wrong, you need to get that out of your life, and he wants to sit around and be critical about others while he has a beam in his own eye. And a beam's a whole lot bigger than a mote, ladies and gentlemen. He has a bigger issue in his own life, but he goes around trying to fix everybody else's problems. And then Jesus said, "You're a hypocrite." Because those are the same kind of people that say, "Oh, I love God, I have everything all together, and I know how to speak everything just right, and you're the ones that are wrong, and you're the ones that need to get right." But they're the same ones that have the beam that's in their eye, and they're a whole lot worse, and they have a whole lot worse issues than everybody else around them. Everybody knows how to tell everybody their issues, but they don't know how to look at their own. That's the way it is. Everybody knows how bad everybody else is, but they refuse to see the issues in their own life. And that's what Jesus Christ is trying to tell you and trying to show you. There's nothing wrong with rebuking people. There's nothing wrong with telling people that they're wrong, because the Bible tells you to do it. The Bible tells you open rebuke is better than secret love. The Bible tells you that. And the Bible says that a real friend will rebuke you and show you that you're wrong. That's what a real friend will do. He'll tell you the truth. You know, everybody thinks that it's mean if you tell the truth. It's mean if you tell people the truth about themselves. But ladies and gentlemen, a real friend will tell you the truth about yourself, whether you like them or not, whether you like the truth or not. What a real friend will do. And he said, "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" See, we like to acclaim Jesus Christ and look at everybody else and look down on everybody else. But he said, "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" You're concerned about everybody else, but why don't you do the things that which he says? Why aren't you doing the things that Jesus Christ has commanded you to do? And that's what he's trying to point out. "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" And ladies and gentlemen, there are those that call him Lord and do the things which he says. There's those that don't call him Lord and don't do the things that he says. And there's those that call him Lord and do not the things which he says. Ladies and gentlemen, if he is the Lord of your life, you mark this one thing down. Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life. If he is your Lord, you will obey him. If he's your Lord. He said, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? There's people all over the world. There's people all over America. There's people all in our churches. They call Jesus Christ Lord. What fruit do they bring forth? What is their life? What fruit do they have in Jesus Christ? What do they do for God? What fruit do they bring forth that's spiritual? I know people that claim to be saved and you never see anything spiritual out of them. There's not an ounce of spirituality that comes out of them that is produced in their life. What makes you think that they're good? What makes you think that they're a saved person if the Bible says a good tree brings forth good and an evil tree brings forth evil? They don't ever bring forth anything good. All they do is bring forth evil things. By the way, the only evil things that most preachers will even preach on anymore is drugs, fornication, adultery, and smoking pot, and that's about it. There's a whole lot more worse than that. What about covetousness? What about covetousness? Seeing things that don't belong to you, and you crave it and desire it, and you set your whole life around going to get these things that you can't ever obtain. That's covetous, friend. Covetousness is wicked. What about pride? What about jealousy? What about envy? What about debate? What about strife? What about contention? What about all those things? What about being full of pride, being full of self? What about those kind of things? What about your life being for you instead of the Lord Jesus Christ? What about that? Jesus Christ, he died on the cross for you and he shed his blood, but yet day by day and week by week you spit in his face, knowing that you ought to obey him, knowing that you ought to live for him, yet you take your hands and you smack him across his face, you spit in his face. Why? Because you don't care about him. And he died on the cross for you. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Why? Because you love yourself, you love your money, you love everything that you have, you love everything that you want. Ladies and gentlemen, you love everything in this world. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. How can you serve two masters? Either you'll love the one and you'll hate the other, you'll cling to one and you'll despise the other. That's what Jesus Christ said. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't serve two masters. You're either going to serve Jesus Christ or you're going to serve the world, the flesh, and the devil. You can't serve them both. Most people think that they can balance them both on both hands, ladies and gentlemen. Your heart is far from God. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? This is what he said, verse 46 through 49. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my words and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He said, these people that come to me, they hear my words, they hear what I say, and they obey them. I'm going to show you what he's like. He said he's like a man that built his house upon a rock. He said, he is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose in the stream, beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. This way he said that he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of the house was great. And that, ladies and gentlemen, reminds me of the parable of the sower. And you have, for instance, a house that's standing because it's standing strong on the solid rock. Why? Because they heard Jesus' words, and they obeyed. And whenever the storms of life came, and all the troubles came, all the floods came and everything, all the streams beat vehemently upon the house. It still stood firm. Why? Because it was rooted and grounded and because it received the seed. Ladies and gentlemen, then you find other seed where one fell by the wayside and the fowls came and they devoured it, and one fell upon stony ground. Ladies and gentlemen, and it couldn't really spring up because
It didn't have any ground, and it endured for a while, but when tribulation came, when hard times came, it just fell out. And that's what he's trying to show you here, ladies and gentlemen, is there some people, they come and they hear. They come and they listen. And we've seen it in people's lives. I've seen it in people's lives. They'll come to church and they'll listen and they'll pay attention, but they don't ever go out there and do anything about it. They're hearing it. They're listening to what's said. Ladies and gentlemen, they're doing nothing about it. Then you look at their life on down the road. It don't matter a year, 5 years later, 10 years later, their family's all messed up because they wouldn't obey the word of God. Not that they'd obey me, not that they'd obey some preacher, but they would not listen to the word of God and obey it. They were hearing it. They wasn't obeying it. There's a lot of young people that sit in churches, they hear it. They will not obey it. I'll tell you why, because they have their heart set in some direction. People, even adults, they have their heart set. This is what I'm going to do. This is where I'm going to stand. And I don't care what the Bible says. I'm going to live my life the way I want to live it. I'll tell you where you're going to end up. Your life, your house is going to be wrecked and ruined. It's going to be destroyed. He said, great was the fall of it. And that's what a man, that's what the man does that comes to church. He hears, but he will not obey. That's what happens when people hear wisdom and they read the Bible, but they will not obey it. That's what happens. You can listen, and you can read, you can study, you can do everything you want, but if you'll not obey what the Bible says, you can talk it, you can act and everything else, but if you'll not obey what this Bible says, your life is going to be in a mess. You can call him Lord all you want to, and you can associate yourself with the things of God, but if you'll not obey him, ladies and gentlemen, your heart's far away from God. That's all there is to that. And if he's your Lord, you'll obey him. And then there's the story in the Bible of a man that had two sons. And he told his sons to go out and do something. I can't remember off the top of my head. He said, I want you to go out. Jesus told the story about these two sons. He told one of the sons, I want you to go out. And I think they had to labor or something. They had to go out and work. And one of the sons said, I won't do it. And then the other son looked at him and said, Daddy, I'm going to do it. I want to do it. And the one son that had such a big desire, he was excited about it. He received it with joy. He received it with gladness. But ladies and gentlemen, when he got out there, he wasn't going to do it. When he got out there, he said it. But when he got out there, he wouldn't do it. Then there was that son that said, I'm not going to do it. He went out there and he got a hold of it. And he started doing what his father told him to do. And Jesus said, which one do you think is greater, the one that said it or the one that said he wouldn't do it and actually did it? Ladies and gentlemen, there's a whole lot of people that talk. There's not a whole lot of people that act. And you can talk all you want to, but how are you going to act? How are you going to obey Jesus Christ? Are you going to obey him or are you going to disobey him? And I'll tell you why that son did it, because he had his heart set in the right place and he wanted to obey his father. He said he wouldn't do it, but he did it anyhow. But why? Because he wanted to obey his father. Matthew chapter 26, if you want to turn there. And I'm done with this. Matthew chapter 26. Verse 31. Then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. And Jesus was about to be taken to the cross. He's about to go into Gethsemane and all that. And they're eating the Passover and all that. And Jesus break the bread and gave them the wine to drink. For he said, this is my blood and this is my body. Then Jesus said this. Then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended.
Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. It wasn't just Peter that said it. Every one of the disciples said the same thing. I'm not going to deny you. I'm not going to forsake you, Jesus. I'm going to be with you and I will die with you if I have to. And that's what they said. And then you look down in Matthew chapter 26, verse 69 through 75. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, and thy speech bewrayeth thee. Even Peter talked like Jesus Christ. And Peter was so much like Jesus Christ, they knew that he was one of them. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not about what you say, it's about what you do. You can say a lot of things, and Jesus said it. And the disciples, they all said the same thing, but when the guards came, and Jesus was about to be taken to the high priest and all that, and taken before Caiaphas and all that, ladies and gentlemen, all the disciples, they all fled away and ran and forsook Jesus Christ. They all did. And it's not about what you say, it's about what you do. Jesus said that people, he said that there's people that vowed to the earth, and he said, don't make a vow, don't swear to this earth, because it's his God's footstool. And he said, don't swear to God, don't swear at all, is what he said. That's what Jesus Christ said. Don't even swear at all, don't make an oath at all. There's people that say, well, I'm going to do this, Lord. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Let me tell you something. Every time you do that, you promise the Lord something that you're going to do. You're sinning against God by not doing it. You're a liar. You're lying to God. I've heard people that say, if you would deliver me from this, then I would do this. And God helps them in their life. And God helps them through that situation. And next thing you know, they spit in the face of God, do the opposite of what they said they would do. God said, don't even promise it all. Don't even promise it at all. If you're not going to keep it, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not going to keep that promise, I wouldn't make one at all. Why? Because your heart's deceitful. A lot of times in those situations, your heart will be telling you, oh God, I will do it. Oh God, I'm going to be the first one. God, I'll serve you the rest of my life if you'll do this. My life. God, if you'll just do this, I'll serve you. I will go on the mission field. I'll become a preacher. I'll go all over the world spreading the gospel. When God does it for them, you can't find them with a search warrant at the church. And they hate God and they live in sin and everything else. I've seen it.
God will help them in some situation. They'll turn their back on God. Why? Not about what you say. It's about what you do. Ladies and gentlemen, how can you speak like you love God when your heart's wicked? Search your heart. Allow God to search your heart. Allow God to show you what's in it. Allow God to show you what's really deep down in the crevices of your heart. You may speak very well. You may know all the answers. You may know all the Bible verses. You may know all the answers to all the Christian questions. But you may not know the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's where it comes down to, friend. If you don't have Jesus on the inside, you don't have life. You don't have Jesus Christ. You can speak it all you want to, but if there's no peace in there, if there's no rest in your soul, if there's no Jesus Christ living on the inside, if there's no God living on the inside, if there's no witness on the inside, the Bible said the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're a child of God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have the Son, you do not have life. If
He's not cleansed your heart and made you a new creature, and behold, old things are passed away and all things are become new, and Jesus Christ has taken that heart that's black and filled with sin and ungodliness and hatred towards the things of God and His commandments. God hasn't got in there and changed all that and made you a servant of Jesus Christ and made you want to obey Him. Ladies and gentlemen, made you to love Him and to keep His commandments. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have anything. You can say it all you want to. You can preach all you want to. You can pray all you want to. You can sing all you want to. But if you do not have Jesus Christ on the inside, if you don't have Jesus Christ in your heart, if you don't have the Son of God on the inside, you don't have anything. He that hath the Son hath life, but he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You can say it all you want to, but if there's no peace in here, you have nothing. You have nothing. I'm done. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for the Word of God. God, I pray that we wouldn't just be hearers, but we would be doers of the Word. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that we'd be obedient to the Word of God, that You'd give us an understanding of Your Word. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Hello, Aunt Janice.